Thank you for holding. Is this Francis? Hello?
How you doing, sir?
Hi, is this Francis?
Yes, sir.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Francois.
Francois. Okay, should have known the French. My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with another Jonathan Tosino, one of our representatives. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about this listing on Google or how it works?
No, sir. I have no questions for it.
Okay. So, I mean...
I'm pretty sure y'all was doing another website of mine, but I don't know how that worked. I ended up having to change the website because the domain payment, the domain wasn't set to yearly, it was set to monthly, and somehow I didn't do automatic payments, so and somebody else ended up getting that that domain, and I had to change the domain to this.
FrancoisRenovations.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At first it was FrancoisConstruction.com, but I had to change it.
Okay. I see what's going on here. Okay, so you own this new domain, though, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have a host now that's putting this content on there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Google, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm on the site now. Okay. And you're already taking care of Facebook and Instagram. Do you have Facebook ads, or is it just...
I do not have Facebook ads.
No? Okay. I mean, let me see what I could do for... pricing structure. I should be able to get you a pretty good rate. If we already have a website, you already have a Facebook business profile, those are things we won't have to build for you. But they are directories that are usually required in order to have the first page placement on Google, just so that they can fully verify you and do an advanced verification. Do you get texting on this number?
Oh, yes, sir.
Here, I want to show you the pricing page so you can see everything. Okay, and you're also doing Angie's?
Yes, sir. I am, actually.
Okay. I just did a lookup for your company to see what I could find on there, too, currently, of the directory submissions. How do you like Angie's? Is that going well?
Somewhat. They don't actually have like a filter to put out the scams or whatnot. People give you a place, tell you nobody's going to be there until this day, but he wanted done before he gets back. And the person who they have coming there won't be there until 2 days prior. And that's the only 2 days he's going to be there, blah, blah, blah. But they want to text you and ask you about information. I was like, hey, man, you're on Angie. You can just Google my stuff. I don't have to give you information. Everything is down packed. That's what you'll be sending out to. And after that, it's like cold, dry turkey.
And then they charge you for that lead, huh?
And then some people actually put up leads, and they're not looking to get work done. They're actually looking for work.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had about three people, two Hispanics and some other guy.
So they were really trying to get a job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So as far as like Home Advisor and Angie's, the reason I asked is because that company is on the first page of Google for your area.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually are doing this kind of marketing to get some of the leads that they sell. The problem is, you know, like you're saying, if you run into people who are looking for job opportunities, and then they're sending you the lead. You know, they send the same lead to like four or five other guys in the area too, and they charge you for it even when you don't get it. So what my customers have found is just listing yourself independently on Google puts you in position to, you know, have people call you directly without subjecting yourself to the lead fees. You know, you're just getting live calls from people in real time. Obviously, they have to look up the services you provide or that you're requested to be listed for in order to even get your information and contact you. So, if you do a little research, I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last 15 years. The problem is those Google placements, you know, they're not always available. The only time we could put you up there is when there's a position available, and that's actually why we're reaching out to you today. These other things we're just kind of finding out as we're going along here. But, I mean, I'm sure you could see the value of being listed on Google independently, you know, letting people call you directly and not going through that third-party pay-per-lead system, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as cost, everything we do when we're starting a business relationship, a new business relationship, is month-to-month. We want you to evaluate us in bringing you jobs, but we also want to evaluate you and how those reviews are coming out once you've completed the job, right? If things are going well, we don't continue to work with you. So you got to still – customer service is always a priority, right? But as far as like a month-to-month basis, I could put you on our Platinum Package Bundle, which is designed to actually cover all your bases as if you're like a completely new business. But what I would do is I would reduce the rate to the essential package pricing structure as part of a new in business credit. Also being that we won't have to completely build everything, right? We won't have to develop the optimized landing page since you already have a website. We won't need to create the Facebook business profile, but we would want to run Facebook ads through it. That's a part of that service, just to kind of help you get as much traffic as possible from all other platforms. And then we'll do a popular directory submission that would complete your online profile. Basically, you wouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned with that Platinum Bundle. So normally it's $5.99 per month. I would drop it down to $299, which is the essential package pricing structure. There's no other like setup fees, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. Normally, we do have a setup fee, but I'd waive that for you. So it would just be a clear cut $299 out the door, and then month to month for as long as you want to continue to use it, you'll keep that pricing structure of $299. That won't go up or change on you.
Okay.
Okay. That would be the best package I'd be able to give you. Now, the thing is, this isn't going to cover the 100-mile service area that you asked for my representative or said that you cover. This would only cover up to 50 miles from your 521 East Buchanan Street address in Baton Rouge. The only way we could get you to the 100-mile radius would be to incorporate a package that has Google Ads. And then the cheapest I'd be able to get that package to you would be $4.99. So there's a big difference there in the pricing structure based on the kind of service area that you're trying to cover. So the reason I'm recommending Platinum for just $2.99 without Google Ads, just has the Google Places placement, is because this would be a starting point that's more cost efficient at $2.99. And then, like I said, if everything's going well with the reviews and everything, and you say, hey, I hired some people, or I want to expand and be able to cover that 100 miles, or you feel like you have the capacity to cover that 100 miles, then we can have a conversation about growing, right, and doing the bigger package maybe in the future. So this might not be like the end-all solution for the company, you know, a year from now, but I feel like starting out, this will definitely get your foot in the door, get things running, to the point where you're not going to be doing any more pay-per-lead services and things like that, and your business, you know, a consistent book of clients coming in. So, I mean, if I could do something like that, though, with the pricing structure, get it down to $2.99 for that Platinum Bundle and waive the setup fees on it, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. They're going to send you a postcard in the mail. When I submit the profile, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that we're going to need from you when it comes in. And then they're also going to request certain photos from you as part of an advanced verification. So do you have like all the proper or required, paperwork, for your state? Like license?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Cause they're going to have.
I have the license, insurance, everything, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Not only this state, but also have it in Ohio also.
Okay. Ohio, you said?
Yeah, I started my business in Ohio, because one of my friends wanted me to, he wanted me to, do some work, and I was like, well, I might as well just start a business if I'm good at it. And then I started the business, I charged them, and that's how I started in Ohio, actually. And then I was like, well, I gotta go back to Baton Rouge, so I'm gonna just start up a shop down here too.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so and we just need the Louisiana stuff. This listing isn't going to get into Ohio. I mean, if you still wanted to, I could I can put you on a list, you know, to see when something becomes available in that area. But we'll just need the
Louisiana. That's totally cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally cool. Yeah, because I told him I wouldn't be coming back to Ohio until like
I wouldn't either. I would. Oh man,
that'd be total killer.
Yeah,
it'd be totally killer. Finish up a job down, here, then fucking fly out to Ohio do another job.
Yeah, that'd be just bad. And once you leave Ohio, pretty much anywhere you go, it's gonna be a better. You're not gonna really want to go back. Yeah. I stayed out there for a while. I had some clients, and they had a seminar out there. It was just horrible, the snow and everything. I was like, get me back.
Dude, no, not even that, man. I went there in the – I went there, like, almost summer. Then I came back out, did that job, and he was like, dude, look at this. And I go outside. I was like, you have fucking deers walking down the street like nobody's going to pop up. He's like, yeah, all the time, dude. He's like, this is Ohio, bro. And I was like, that deer wouldn't last fucking 5 minutes in Louisiana.
Yeah, you get shot. Louisiana's got some good food, though. Last time I went out there, did the swamp tour and all kind of stuff. Had a bunch of food. It was something else. You know, the people are just a lot of energy.
You're probably going to end up calling me again, by the way, just to let you know.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I'm starting another business, doing hot shots or stuff like that.
Okay.
Probably most likely September.
Nice. Soon.
And then I'm supposed to be also starting up a dog daycare, probably in January or February, one or two.
Wow. Yeah, I have a guy out there. He has these charters that go out and, you know, he has all different kinds of boats and stuff. Some that go into the ocean, you know, other ones go through the swamp, you know, and he does really well. He talks really crazy, though. He talks like Mushmouth from the old cartoon.
We got a couple of those out here.
Yeah. But he makes a lot of money.
I met a guy in Lafayette that looked like fucking, sorry about the language, that looks like, Beavis in Lafayette. He looks like Beavis. From Beavis and Butthead. Like, I kid you not.
He talks like that. That'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, he does, actually. He does. Oh, yeah.
I noticed that, though. I run into those guys, especially when it's like the crazier areas, like the closer you get to the swamp, you run into like these, the mushmouth guys got a lot of character, but I'm just like, what? You know, I grew up in California, so it's a little different, I guess, out there. But my
I've been there a couple of times.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, my family's Creole, so I'm light skinned. You know, I feel like I don't know. I feel like I like it a little better over there. I guess I find more people like me over there. California is just kind of like a melting pot of everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So my first name is actually Jazwan. So it has like a French. And then my middle name is Devereaux, which also has like a French.
That's big down here too, Devereaux.
Devereaux, yeah, it's super popular. So, and my, like I said, my family's Creole background, so you see me, I look a mixed guy. But, you know, so I feel like over there I have more people that look like me, but then over here it's like a kind of a, just a melting pot. You got Asian, Mexican, white, black everywhere, so it's a little different. Yeah, I kind of like.
Yeah, also, they also got a lot of crazy rules out there too. So
I'm super pro Second Amendment. My family's just always been like that, and then, you know, out here it's like, Jesus, you know? I got pulled over one time, and everything I have is registered. You know, you have to have them registered. And obviously, if somebody's registering a weapon, he's not trying to commit a crime with it, you know? But I got stopped, and I guess they can see that when they run my plates. So I had some young, spooked kid, like new cop, having me at gunpoint at a regular traffic stop, thinking that I'm going to, like, pull out a gun on him or something. Like, oh, our paperwork said that you're a registered gun owner. And I'm like, so you point a gun at me. It makes a lot of sense. Like, like what? Makes no sense at all. So, yeah, California's got its
own. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
It does. Yeah. It does, dude.
The weather's nice, but the people are crazy.
Yeah. That's the total of the thing. I mean, y'all recent craziness is the whole thing with the Bible thing going on.
Oh, yeah, don't even get me started on that. You know, I got two baby boys. One of them's in second grade. I've had to go down to their school and just tell the teachers, like, if I got to have these conversations with my kid, we're going to have a problem. It's bad.
They're introducing a lot earlier than they did with us.
Yeah, I don't even think, maybe like eighth grade, they started just like hygienic stuff and how to look for moles on your body and like basic stuff. And then like once I got to high school, it was like, okay, sex ed, wear protection. But this is just a whole nother thing. I think this is even more advanced than it was when I got it in high school. And then they're giving it to little kids like, oh, you want a sex change? Like what? You know, this kid's not even figured out what it is to be a man. His nuts haven't even started working yet. And you want to talk about removing them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Like they're not even in puberty yet, you know? They have no idea what's going on. He doesn't know what it feels like. And then you wanna say, oh, I think
that's
I'm a girl.
I'm happy, man.
He likes playing with Barbie.
That's why I'm so happy I'm in Louisiana, dude. That's why I'm so happy I'm in Louisiana. That won't fly down here at one point.
It's not gonna fly out here either. You know, that's the funny thing. I've yet to meet an adult with kids that's like okay with it. You know, it's just like this whole thing. I'm just waiting for somebody to, you know, go down there and start throwing hand grenades or something.
Someone's gonna start throwing something.
I thought Biden would have got shot already. I'm like, how does JFK get assassinated and this guy's still alive?
I'm not gonna lie. I was honestly when he ran and fell on stage, I was hoping like that was the end of his whole career.
It's over.
I was like, please like make your brain aneurysm worse than what it is. Like please, just like be unfit. You're unfit right now, but people are just making excuses for you now.
I can't believe he was trying to rerun. I'm like, man, you can't even. I don't even think he'll be alive. He wasn't even alive for the first one. He's just kind of a zombie.
Yeah.
I sent you an email with the photos required for your Google Advanced verification. Did you get that?
It would be on the phone. I'm talking to you right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see.
I sent it to the email. It is a Gmail. Yeah, our Edvardo87@francoisrenovations.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in it right now. Local swap port is the last one, but it's the only thing I got.
Huh, support.
Get the business profile verified.
Yeah, that's it. So those are the photos that they're asking, just so that you have like full transparency before signing up, you know what they're going to ask you for.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't want to provide like license plate number, you don't have to. You can like cover it and just show like the state on like a work vehicle. But they're going to ask for the other documents that are in there. If you don't have an invoice, I also have guys that do Venmo and PayPal and Zelle, Cash App and stuff, so they don't have like the old school invoices, and that's okay too. You could usually bypass that.
All right. I was doing my invoices through
QuickBooks,
yeah. But yeah. For some reason, it won't let me access it at the moment. And then when I did access it, I asked for a payment, and I kept on doing it. It's like, you have a problem at the moment. So I was like, you know, fine. I was like, forget it. But no, everything is cool. I just have to get on the state form because I have to go pick up my insurance stuff.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So what happens usually, like when we fill one of these spots, we send out like the PIN in the mail. That usually takes 5 to 7 days to get to the business owner. There's a little 5-digit number that we get on the back of that. I take it that spot on the map. So I already have that one set to the 521 East Buchanan. But then these guys usually take about that 5 to 7 days anyway, in order to get all those photos together. So, I mean, realistically, yeah, you're not going to see yourself up there, though, for like the first week and a half, 2 weeks while we're getting everything up and running. That's kind of the downfall, you know. Month two is where you're going to see more of the return on investment and be able to actually evaluate it, just because you're going through that setup period of getting everything up and running. But once you're Google verified and we've gotten you through that process, you'll never have to do it again. Like even if you left our services and you weren't on the first page anymore, you'll still be a Google verified business, still have all your reviews, still have your Google business profile, all the content that we create.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So still a huge stepping stone, but I want to be really transparent about that too, because sometimes I get guys where they're like, okay, I'm up for it, let's sign me up, and then, you know, two, three days later, they're going, hey, what's going on? I'm like, okay, let me be real thorough, like, we need your PIN, you know, we still need these photos from you, so we could do everything on our end and get it going very quickly, but there are some things where we're going to need from your end in order to fulfill it, especially in the beginning. Once we have you up and running, then it's just a matter of answering the phone and try to generate good reviews from these people.
Yes, sir. I actually got a quote I got to do tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed? I've seen on your website seven to five. Okay. All right.
Yep.
So same hours, Sunday closed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and update. Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And then you have the option for your street address. You can have it hidden or displayed.
It can be displayed. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Rachel, guess what? Guess what? So when it rained and I was over in the house, some part of a tree fell, hit the back of my thing, and out of the top tail light, it's fucking broken, so I gotta go fucking get fixed. I know. That's awesome. Yeah, hello?
Oh, no, I'm still with you. I know you were talking to that client. Yeah. So the primary line of contact for us and your customers, is it going to be this number that we're on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I did see a different number listed on the Facebook profile. So
it's
I wanted
397-5555. Yeah, that's my personal line. I'll just put it up there just in case if one phone was dead or not.
Oh, no, the one that's on Facebook is 225-939-8941.
I thought I changed that one. I need to go in there and delete that. I'm pretty sure I changed it.
Okay. We'll update all the online listings. Like, the first thing we do is a name, address, and phone number cleanup. But Facebook, you got to actually give us access to before we can go in there and make the modifications and then run the Facebook ads for you as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in that $299 pricing structure, about $100 of that's going to go directly into your Facebook ads, but it's hosted by a Meta certified technician. So we were able to kind of stretch that and give you the most bang for your buck. It's also going to be like keyword specific. And then there's a remarketing campaign where if they search for one of your services on a different platform, then jump onto Facebook, you'll actually get remarketed to them as like a pop-up on the side in their Facebook page. Okay. All right, so let me update. All right, so I have your Google Business profile set up, and then I have your profile within our company set up for the directory submissions. We're going to want to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're customizing the campaign properly. They're going to want to go over, like, all the services you provide, the service area. Like I said, you can cover up to 50 miles with this campaign on all platforms, but we want to kind of cookie-cutter it. In case there's, like, areas you don't want to go to, you know, I don't want you getting calls that are, you know, ultimately going to be wasting your time or the end user's time. So, you know, usually a client interview is 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. Do you have time today where we can knock that out?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. I have some slots available today. I could do 3 to 4 o'clock Central Time, or I could do 4 to 5 o'clock Central Time.
3-4
spot. 3-4. Okay. I'm going to send a calendar invitation to your email. That's why I was trying to verify that your email was working with that message I sent earlier. So I'm going to send you the calendar invitation, and then I'll also text you 1 hour prior to the appointment. It's like an automated message just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule today, let me know when that message comes through, and then I'll contact you and we'll reschedule it. But like I said, I want to get it done as soon as possible. The sooner we can get the client interview knocked out, you know, it's one step closer to having everything up and running and generating return on investment.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you get this notification here, and this one will come from a Jazwan Hill.
Got it.
All right, perfect.
Yes, sir.
All right, and then I texted you also, like, my direct number and extension. Oh, no, you just got John from... Okay, let me...
Yeah, I got John.
Okay, so let me just verify here. Oh, well, he submitted it under Jazwan. Okay, I gotcha. So is that showing extension 544?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that actually will contact me directly. The regular 877 numbers are customer service line. If you hit extension 1, there's actually 24/7 customer service available to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think they texted you the form also for your Google advanced verification for your business profile. All right.
Yeah, they did. That's what they sent.
Okay, so the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment of the $299. And in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Eduardo, how did you want to do that?
A card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. Actually, hold on.
Okay.
Both, yeah, both.
Okay. Let me make sure I add this, Francois Construction and Safety Services. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Negative. The error code for this one will be the Ohio one.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
The number is 4427.
4427.
4255.
4255.
250. Yes, sir. 2509.
2509.
3056.
3056. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0628.
628, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
That would be 085.
085, okay. And then this will decline the transaction without us having the exact Ohio address. Do you know the exact address or the billing address?
Yeah, 12620 Coronado, Corando, Avenue, Columbus, Ohio.
Got it.
44108.
Okay. Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I have you on a package that's actually there's a 50% price reduction that I applied. I don't know if you've seen, like, the Platinum's normally $599. I dropped it down to $299. So this is going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. That way you have it on file that you get this rate for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Eduardo, that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Burnswall Construction and Safety Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Eduardo Burnswall, CEO, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48-hour response time on there. You're going to have an account dashboard and tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app. So if you are missing calls, it'll actually pipeline them for you. Like, it'll save their number and what they were looking for and the zip code that they originally conducted the search or call from. And you could always call them back. We always ask that you try to be responsive to them. You know, even if it's something that you don't end up capitalizing on, like if you're busy, you just try to be responsive to them. You know, make sure that you're proactive with your campaign. And then it says, the initial term of your... Oh, excuse me, I skipped a part. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have already. This is more so, we're not saying you have to cancel anything you already have, but we don't want you to create any kind of like duplicates or pay for something that you already have or have somebody, you know, touching the Google business profile without us having a heads up. It could just cause a discrepancy. If there's any kind of a discrepancy, it could result in your listing getting suspended. Obviously, we could unsuspend it for you, but if we don't know what's going on beforehand, it could cause a gap where, like, you're not listed when you should be. So try to double-check, you know, if you're not sure if it's conflictual, just double-check with me, and we could always verify.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months because of that setup period that I mentioned earlier in the call. But it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. It says your first payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 28th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement will renew each month on the 28th day, but you'll keep that $299 pricing structure. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email from our company, loaded with information about what to expect as a new client. It's also going to have the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager. I'm actually going to be your account manager, and then there's going to be a team that's going to help me with fulfillment of the campaign. So, like, for example, the client interview, as long as I'm not currently on the phone, I'll call you first, and then I'll introduce you to the client interview technician. They may just call you on their own, though.
All right.
Say, hey, we're calling about your client interview. But did you get the confirmation text messages?
Hold on.
Okay.
No, sir.
No. Okay. So let me go back. It says that they processed it. Interesting. Okay, but I didn't get payment confirmation back either. Okay, bear with me for one moment. Still on the line. I just want to message our billing department and see what's going on here.
Hold on, also.
Okay.
You just got some shit,
and I caught that.
I
mean, what? It's all right. Interesting. Okay. So they haven't gone back to me saying that the payment had cleared. It said they attempted to process it. Usually it just goes through automatically, and then they send the messages. So the client, like, I could hear the messages usually come through.
Hello?
With the receipt. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to myself. No, I was saying the transaction's just showing is pending currently. Usually it goes through, like, instantly, and then I could hear the text messages come through with the outline of the agreement. I'm usually able to make sure the client has, like, the full receipt and the outline of the agreement. So that's just kind of where I'm hung up right now, so I'm messaging them on our back end, trying to get it moving for you.
That bad.
Which one? That one way back there?
And if you can say,
the red one?
The red side.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, but I'm not expecting you to
call that for me. I'm still on speaker.
As I said,
is it that one?
No.
It's because the bag is still open. I'm looking at a wrapper right here.
This is my bag.
No shit. I said it's a wrapper right here.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it came out the trash bag or not. If that didn't fall out the trash bag.
Oh, your billing address isn't in Cincinnati. It's in Columbus, right?
Yeah, it's in Columbus.
Huh.
Columbus, Ohio. I could have swore I told you that.
Yeah, no, I know you did, but for some reason the finance messaged me back and they were like, oh, is the address correct? Because they ran it as a 1206 Coronado Avenue, Cincinnati, 45238. And I was like, no, I know he said Columbus. So I don't know why, and I put it as Columbus 44108. So I don't know why they messaged me that back.
That's some weird shit, but.
Okay.
Yeah,
bear with me
that
for a moment here. Is it Coronado?
Yeah.
Coronado?
Yeah, let me double check real quick.
Okay. Next, the way I had it was Corando also, so Corando. But it says the discrepancy that they're getting back is your bill, as your billing address.
Corando Avenue.
Oh, so there's no second O. It's just Corando.
Yeah, Corando.
Okay. Let me just resend this to them. Oh, no, here it is. 44108. Okay. Let me just... There's a misspelling on my end. But I don't understand why it would just decline the entire thing. It's pretty sensitive. Okay.
Guess not. Okay.
And they said you'll be able to provide access for the Google Business Profile or add them as a manager.
Say again?
Oh. Can you hear me?
Say it one more time.
Oh, yeah. They're asking if you're going to be able to provide us with access to the Facebook Business Profile or if you'll be able to add us as manager to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're still having an issue with the billing.
Okay. All right, we're gonna try the Buchanan address. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's very strange. Okay, it could be that too, though. Let me. You said you switched the address already, though, right?
When I went up to the bank, I put I put the address for here, but for some odd reason, when I went and paid for the Google thing, I said put the 44108.
Okay.
But
okay, finance is saying that it should be processed now. I think the problem was is that where I submitted the Google Business Profile, usually it matches up with where we're sending the Google PIN verification in the billing. So it like kind of auto transitions to that. And so they're like, oh, please verify, because it's like we're verifying you in one state and then your billing is coming across as another state. So there's all these like security messages that they were getting, but they said that they verified it and that the transaction should have cleared now. So you should have some text messages coming through. I think it's just a unique situation where your billing information is just in a different state as your actual business that we're verifying. So
that happens.
Yeah. The machine that we use is VeriSign. So it's like when you do Amazon or eBay. So, like, if you try to purchase something on Amazon, but your billing information is somewhere else other than the address, it, like, sends you all these notifications to verify. So that way they don't send it to the wrong place. So that happens with our Google PIN verification letters, too. Okay, but you should have the invoice and the subscription terms in there. It'll say, like, Eduardo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Give me a second.
No problem. We're almost done. I know you're working. I can hear you in the background.
Okay.
Got it.
Then choosing a copy of the invoice to the email.
So there's a link in there. If you click on that, that's a full outline of the agreement, right, with the discounted pricing structure and everything. So it has all the products and features, the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. We sent a hard copy of this to your email with your invoice receipt as well, so you'll be able to write it off as a business expense later down the line. And then you also have a copy of the photos requested for your Google Advanced verification. They've texted that link to you as well. It should be in the same thread here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, again, if you feel like you're missing anything, I know you're working right now and it was a long call, but if you feel like you're missing anything, like, do not hesitate to call, okay? Our services are month to month, and the only way we're going to get paid is if you get paid. So it's just as important to us that everything gets up and running in a timely manner and that your business is being represented properly, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. I know you're busy, but if you need anything, like, don't hesitate to give me a call. I'll let you get back to work, and then we'll circle back with you between 3 and 4 for the client interview, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Eduardo. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye.